Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your ASNAJ afternoon market wrap-up. And what looked like a little bit of a firming operation in the grain markets earlier today faded. There was news that the talks over the debt ceiling had broken down, and that took a lot of things south and sent gold higher. July corn at 556 and a quarter, that's up a penny. December at 499 and a half, up one and a quarter. Soybeans, no good news here. 1305 and a quarter, down 28 on old crop. November new crop, 1173 and a half, down to 13 and a half. July soybean oil, 47.18, that was down 11. July soybean meal at 409.20 was down 490. So some solid gains were reversed. And again, we saw the beans finish close to the lowest levels of the day and the week. Moving on to wheat. July wheat in Chicago was at 604 and three quarters on the close. That was down 7 cents. July Kansas City, 825 and three quarters, down 31 and a quarter. It was not a good week in Minneapolis either. July at 804, down 24 and a half, as planting progress is expected to improve noticeably. September rice at 1512 was down 6. July cotton, 86.72, that finished up 6. It managed to hold and maintain positive numbers for the day, but it did finish noticeably off the highs. December at 83.89 was up 17. August live cattle, 164.45, that was up 83, and we're getting close to a life of contract high there. August feeders, 235.10, up 60. We did see life of contract highs this week, new ones in the feeder cattle. July hogs at 83.42 is down 217. Cash market broke down a little bit late in the week, and hams and bellies were seen as easier, and that took any bid out of the hog market for the time being. June milk at 16.06 was up 14. July orange juice, 258.20, up 505. July crude oil, 71.98. That was up 4 cents on the day, but we finished a solid dollar and a half off the highest levels of the day. July diesel at 235.84 was down about 2.5 cents a gallon. July unleaded at 250.43, down fractionally, but we finished 5 cents off the best levels there. Even natural gas, which has been on a tear, finished at 259. That was basically unchanged. We had traded as high as 268. Gold did bounce, $1,996.50, up $18.20. That was $22 off the lowest levels of the day. Silver at $23.98 was up $35. That was also up noticeably from the lowest levels. The dollar did move lower. Dollar index at 103.23, down 35. Stocks had shown some strength earlier in the day. However, when the news broke about the debt ceiling talks, those gains were quickly erased. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 33,426, down 109. S&P 500, 4190, down 7.5 points. It did try to trade above 4200, which has been a big resistance area and a big line in the sand for the market, and we did not manage to finish above it. NASDAQ Composite, 12,657, down about 30 points or a quarter of a percent. Interest rates did move higher and were quite volatile again. The 2-year at 4.28 was up 4 basis points, traded as high as 4.34, which would have put it up 10 basis points. The 10-year at 3.68 was up 4 basis points, and the 30-year at 3.93 up 3 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great weekend.